The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning at 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at the D&W at Knapp's Crossing on the corner of Knapp and the Beltline. There's a lot of stuff going on here. It's Pumpkin Mania days. If you haven't gotten down here and got your pumpkins yet for your family, this is a place to be. If you got one of these little Yes Reward cards, come on down here. Pumpkins are $1.88. If you don't have one, you can get one here. They're free. But the cool part about that is that you can leave the seeds and the guts here because they've got a pumpkin carving tent out front. They'll help you carve your pumpkins, you and the family. Get down here. Check it out. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Jop. And it is a good day to pick up some fresh produce, fresh bread, fresh meat, fresh seafood. They've got fresh ocean salmon, Atlantic salmon, tons of fresh stuff at the fresh market. And I'm going to leave here with a bag full or two. I know for one thing, I'm going to get those flank steak, and I'm going to be putting them on the grill, and we're going to do some fajitas. We're going to do some flank steak fajitas at my house this afternoon, but I might have to grab some of those filet mignon, too, because those look just gorgeous.
Yeah, I might have to work an extra day to cover all the stuff I want to take out of here, but there's some great stuff. The seafood's good. The beef is unbelievable. We just had a guy stop by. He has decided to take his tailgate up a notch after listening to us, so he's blowing through here, buying a cart full of stuff to go and enhance his tailgate a little bit.
He had everything green, except he didn't have total body paint.
Right.
But if you're listening to Grillin' Guys, we're at Knapp's Crossing, D&W Fresh Markets. It's our last D&W or Spartan remote for the season, at least so far. But we're joined right now by Denny Middleton. And if you're anywhere within the listening range of this, stop in if you're close to D&W. And Denny's here. He'll sign a copy of his CD with Calling All Gods. And they're selling these things. You can give a donation if you'd like. It's going to the Fallen Warrior Project, the memorial at the Grand Valley Armory on 44th Street, and Denny is friends with Sergeant Lewandowski, and it's just a great project, and we did a remote out there in June. These kids all shipped out now a couple weeks ago. They're down in Louisiana right now for some warfare training. They'll head out to California for desert training after that, and then they're going to be in harm's way. So some of them don't come back. This memorial doesn't really do anything physically for anybody, but the emotional support for all those families who are sitting there hollowed out because their kid didn't come back, it's pretty easy. You're going to get a wonderful CD in the process. But stop by, meet Denny, get a signed copy, see what kind of people make this world go around, all right?
Yeah, we are at D&W at Knapp's Crossing, and joining us right now is the beer and wine manager, Phil. Is it Tardani? Phil? Good morning, Phil. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
Good. Say, Phil, there's some wine specials going on in the store today. I noticed if you buy six bottles, you get 15% off. Is that any wine in the store?
That's correct. Mix and match.
So it doesn't matter what kind of wine, whether it's Italian wine or domestic wine, any wine in the store, six bottles, 15% off.
That's true, yes.
How many different SKUs do you have in that enormous wine department back there?
Over 1,800.
Wow.
I said it's a store within a store, and you run that part back there. That's your baby.
Yes, it is.
You've got to do that. That's got to be mind-boggling. I mean, fortunately, you've probably got the little scanners and stuff to help you with your ordering.
Yeah, it's a challenge, but you get to know the set pretty well when you're working every day.
What's your best-selling wine?
Our best-selling wine is a red blend called Apothic.
I've never heard of that.
It flies out the door.
Really? Yeah. Who makes that?
It's actually made at the Gallo Winery in California.
Really? Apothic.
Apothic Red, yes.
And it's a blend.
Yes.
I love blends.
Is it sweeter? Is it drier? Describe it for me a little bit.
It's dry, but it's real fruity, real smooth.
Oh, that sounds great. Almost like a Pinot Noir then?
Yeah, but it's got Zinfandel in it, so it's even fruitier than most Pinots.
Do you ever do wine tastings here?
Yeah, in fact, we do them every Saturday from 11 to 2.
We're going to be here.
So you're having one today?
Yes, sir.
Wow, there is a lot going on down here. Not only can you get 15% off six bottles of wine, you might even be able to try it if you get here between, what did you say, 11 and 2?
11 and 2, yes.
Wow. Okay, Maureen, I'm going to be a little bit late. We've got to help with the steak wagon outside there. We do have the Spartan Mobile Grill outside, and...
They're going to be serving steak here in about 15 minutes.
We're going to have to bring them some wine because Sandy can be bribed.
Yeah.
Ralph can too, but Sandy and Ralph have been traveling Michigan with a Spartan Mobile Grill. It's a 24-foot wrapped trailer. They have every time they stop in front of a Spartan store, the butchers bring out big trays of these beautiful either tender ridge or preferred Angus steaks. It's the best of the best. It's the top third of the top third of the black Angus grown in the country. And have you ever had one bad bite when they've grilled them?
Oh,
up?
No. They've got it. Ralphie's got it down to
my
a science.
My mouth is watering. Yeah. So hungry.
Phil, if you were going to eat a steak on the grill, being a wine specialist as you are, what's your favorite kind of wine to eat with a steak off the grill?
Well, Argentina makes a red wine called Malbec. That's real, real juicy. Pairs well with, if you have barbecue sauce, it pairs real well with that. Pretty versatile with other things as well. And they're good values. They're good buys. You can get them for well under $15.
Really? 1,800 SKUs.
Yeah, that's a lot of different varieties of wine.
I told you, that wine store back there, it's big. I mean, that's got to keep several people. You can't handle that whole thing by yourself. That's got to keep several people busy keeping that thing stocked because I didn't see one empty rack.
Well, I have a lot of help from my vendors as well, so.
Okay, so that's probably how that, being that it's a regulated business, I guess you do have a lot of interaction with
right.
those folks. If you just tuned in, we are the Grillin' Guys. This is Grill Central. It's Tailgate Central, 107.3 WBBL every Saturday, 8:30 to 10:30. This is the place. Go to thegrillinguys.com if you want to get some cool recipes. We can link you up with all kinds of people. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy on Twitter, or you can hit us on Facebook. If you have any football scores or schedules, we'll still get them on. We've got a lot of great games that happened last night, but we're going to talk to Rob Russell a little later with a cool recipe. But right now, I want to go through the savory garlic marinade for steak. And if you're doing tailgating, one of the best ways to do a great tailgate is to marinate your steaks. Right now, we've got flank steak on sale back there, and those flanks look beautiful. They are, again, preferred Angus flank. I'm taking one home. I love flank steak if you do it right, but this is a really cool way to do it. Savory garlic. I mean, garlic can't be overused when it comes to steak. It's just one of the fundamentals. Salt, pepper, garlic, almost always in there. But this has some balsamic vinegar, some soy, minced garlic, honey. There's your sweetness, and some olive oil, some fresh ground cracked black pepper, and here's the kicker: Worcestershire. Worcestershire is one of those best-kept secrets because it's got that fish sauce in there. There's a natural tenderizer in there, and if you're talking marinades, you want to tenderize because on a flank especially, it can be a little tough. Their flank here at D&W are all tenderized, so they run them through the tenderizer, and they pound them out a little bit, and you have to do that with a flank because they get a little bit tough. But then you can also put in a pinch of cayenne and some sea salt in that and onion powder. Really, really nice marinade. Bring that to your tailgate.
Yeah, we'll have that recipe on thegrillingguys.com a little bit later today. So next week when you're headed out to your tailgate, or even if you're going to go to Michigan State because that game doesn't start till 8, you got time to put this together. Because, again, the marinade, if you put it in there an hour or two, it's going to be all you need to get that marinated. You could leave it in up to overnight, but an hour or two will just get you great flavor.
That's right. Hey, we are at Knapp's Crossing D&W, and Denny Middleton is here with us. He's got free CDs. He'll autograph them for you. We're going to close the show with one of his great originals. It's called Calling All Gods, and it's just something that man, it kind of pounds me into a really hollow soft spot. But those fallen warriors out there, we can't ever forget the price those people have paid. We all know who they are. And
it allows a couple knuckleheads like us to be able to do this kind of stuff and enjoy our freedom. But we are out at D&W at Knapp's Crossing, corner of Knapp and the Beltline. We've moved the Spartan Mobile Studios out here. You got to get out and see us. This store is amazing. It's like little boutiques inside of a supermarket. Everywhere you go, there's specialists that are just excellent at their craft. We've had the wine manager, we've had the butcher on, the fishmonger, we've had the guy from the produce. It's all here. You got to get out here. Set yourself up for your tailgate. Coming up next, we got our favorite cowboy, Rob Russell, going to be joining us with a throwdown recipe. And then we're going to be doing a little man law, and we'll run this train to the track with Denny Middleton. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.